This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
First time live since SHOT Show. Coming to you live, sort of. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I have been laid low by the SHOT Show crud, but when John Lott walks up in front of you, if he has a black plague, you just interview John Lott. That's just the way that works. Always, and I would do it again, Dr. Lott. If you're listening tonight, I would interview you again. I want to. But I digress. Joining me now, because for the first time in modern memory, because most of the time at one of these events, we at least hook up once. The whole time I was at SHOT Show, I did not get to hook up with the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman.
It just wasn't the same not seeing
you
there.
I didn't even think. I was so busy. I got put on Radio Row, and you probably spent a lot of time up in the press room. And
I did.
So let's... You know, since I've lost about a week and I didn't really get to see what was going on at SHOT Show, what were a couple of things that you guys looked at as the truth about guns when you were going about looking at the floor?
Well, this was generally a really good year for guns, I think. Past years have been, or at least last year, was sort of lackluster in terms of new products and noteworthy new guns and things like that. But I think from talking to a number of people around the show floor and in the media room, people thought this was definitely an up year. And we were going to pick our favorite three guns of SHOT Show this year, but when we surveyed all of our writers who were there, we couldn't keep it down to three, so we picked the best five. And that... Whenever you do that, you generate controversy because you can never, there's always guns that are worthy of being in that group, but you got to cut it off somewhere.
Right.
So we cut it off at five, and there we go. So want to run down that list?
Let's run down that list because I didn't get to see hardly any of them.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. We listed them in alphabetical order. None's better than the other.
Okay.
The first was the Dan Wesson DWX Compact 9mm gun, which, if you're not familiar with it, is sort of a hybrid. It's a mix of a CZ-75 with a 1911
Dan
slide.
Trigger, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That one actually got brought to the booth by CZ. CZ came and sat down with me, and they brought both the full size. I didn't know the compact one was coming out. That was sort of a surprise to me.
Right. That was a surprise to us, too. Introduced the compact one out almost a year ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly when. That had been out a while anyway. But the compact, that's quite a nice concealed carry gun.
Yes.
It's pretty much the best of both worlds in terms of action. The trigger's wonderful. It's just a very compelling gun and very attractive. It's not an inexpensive gun, but it's a very cool concealed carry option.
Well, compared to some, it's not that expensive, and I mean, the thing is, a lot of the big custom 1911 guys went to go look at that thing.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, that's not up there with the Nighthawks or the Wilson Combats or the Cabots or people like that.
Right.
But it's more than it's not a $600 Glock either.
No,
you're going to spend more than that. So, second. Was another sort of surprise. 5.7 by 28mm seems to be having a renaissance. You know, right before SHOT, Ruger announced their Ruger 57, which we've already gotten our hands on and reviewed, and it's quite a nice little gun. But when we got to range day, Diamondback was showing their DBX 57 pistol, which is 5.7 by 28 millimeter pistol.
Right.
That takes, FN57 magazine, very intelligent. And it is a slick little gun. It's very nicely made. You can put a SP Tactical folding brace on it, which they did. It has a threaded barrel, and it's a very cool little gun. And it's also pretty reasonably priced. I think the MSRP is going to be, it's not out yet, but the MSRP is going to be about $1,299, so figure it's going to sell for $900, $950,
yeah,
probably right under $1,000. And if you want to get into 5.7 or you already have a 5.7 handgun, that'd be a cool addition.
I had heard about the Ruger,
then,
I did not hear about the Diamondback. Next.
Yeah, cool. Then one of the guns that pretty much made everybody's list, I think, of really neat things is the Lago Alien 9mm pistol, which is being imported by Lancer Firearms.
Okay.
This is, it's kind of hard to describe unless you see it. Go to our
I've seen it, but I haven't
look at
seen it.
It,
if you know what I'm saying.
Right. It's very unusual. It's a semi-automatic 9mm handgun. Nothing unusual there, except for the way it's made. The barrel sits down inside basically the duct cover, and the slide is above it. The top rail where the sight sit is fixed, and the slide is on both sides around it, and that's the reciprocating portion. So when you're shooting your slot, your sights don't move, and you've got an ultra low bore axis,
right,
which, you know, minimizes muzzle flip, and it's a very cool gun. It is unbelievably well made. It's kind of cool looking, and it's also extremely expensive. This is a $5,000 gun.
Yeah, this is the thing. Where would you say the niche is for that gun? Is that a competition?
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably going to be used by some people in competition, and there are going to be a lot of people who are going to say, I've got to have one because it's cool. It's got a big flared magwell, so yeah, I'm guessing it's mostly going to be a competition gun for people who are going to buy this and shoot it. Switching to a much more accessible option is the Mossberg 940 JM Pro Shotgun. Mossberg went, I don't know the details, but I think the JM stands for Jerry Michalik. And I think they went to Jerry and said, Jerry, if you were going to design your own shotgun, what would it have? And this is pretty much it. It's a very cool, semi-automatic shotgun that is configured for competition, but would be just as much at home shooting ducks, and that kind of thing, to make it in a couple configurations. One's kind of a blingy version that has gold accents with a Cerakoted barrel, and another that has that's got more of a camo traditional finish. And it's a beautiful gun to shoot. MSRP is around $1,000, and it's just a great gun. And then we tried a couple of guns at SIG at their media day. Would have loved to have included the SIG P210 Carry in this list, but that's not a production gun yet. That will be an extremely cool gun as a carry gun. But the other option, since it is now in production, is the SIG Cross rifle. SIG's getting into hunting in a big way, and this is their entry into that realm. It looks like a chassis precision shooting rifle. But it's lightweight. You can use it for either, of course, but they're pushing it hard at the hunting community. As a lightweight rifle, it comes in 6.5 Creedmoor, 308, and SIG's new caliber, 277 Fury. And it's got an infinitely adjustable stock. Again, this is a bolt gun. This is their first, well, not their first, but it's the first bolt action rifle in quite a while, and it shoots like a dream.
All right, let me get you to hold up there. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, going over what he saw at SHOT Show, because I didn't get to see anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
the wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Finally back, sort of finally back. The This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Now, in addition to guns, you looked at knives because SHOT Show is the shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show. It's not just the gun show. So you went and saw some knives, which knives are a pretty big part of SHOT Show. What did you find?
Well, we found a lot. I mean, I have more knives than I care to admit and that I want my wife to know about. It's one of my vices, and I could spend just as much or more time looking at knives at SHOT Show as I do at guns. So I look around, and I see what's new, and I fondle, and check them all out because I really love a good carry knife. And we picked our three favorites, and we did the sort of in three different price categories. And the first one being from a company called Civivi, which a lot of people may not have heard of. Civivi is a brand under the Wee Knives label.
Okay.
That's a Chinese knife maker. And most people know that knives that they buy, inexpensive knives they buy at like a Walmart or someplace like that, are made in China by OEM makers. And they're sometimes not the greatest steel and they're not the greatest design. Well, in recent years, Chinese have shown that they can make really good knives, really good designs, and do a good job of making them affordably. So one of them that we noticed is the Civivi Odium, O-D-I-U-M. It's a relatively small knife. It uses a good medium-grade steel, B2. It sells for about $55 retail. It's got G10 scales in a number of colors, and it's not too scary looking, so if you pull it out at work, it's not going to freak out a person in the next cube over. And just a really good pocket knife with a deep carry clip. Another one that we saw, another company that's really, really upgrading the quality of their product is Sog Knives. That's a maker that a lot of your listeners probably are familiar with. They have stopped making big box knife stores. They're not selling the junk that you see in Walmart and things like that for $15 with crappy steel and questionable designs and construction. They've really upped their game. And one of the really good knives that they've come out with at a good price point is the SOG Terminus XR. XR stands is the kind of locking device they use, and if you know anything about knives, you're familiar with the Benchmade Axis Lock. And that patent expired a couple of years ago, and now other companies like SOG can use it. And it's a great locking system, makes it very easy. Again, this uses D2 steel, and you can get in a couple of colors, and it's about a 3-inch blade and sells for $54 and will last your entire life. It's a beefier knife, and it's a good quality blade. Finally, I went to Benchmade, which doesn't always wow me, but they really did this year. They've got a bunch of very cool new designs and blades. And if you're looking for something that's American made, you don't want to buy an import. I certainly understand that. Obviously, you're going to pay a little more. But one really good choice is their 575 Mini Presidio 2. It's a very cool deep carry pocket knife made from F30V steel, very good quality steel, and the handle material is something they call CF Elite. It's like a carbon fiber nylon reinforced material that's rigid and hold up. I mean, this is a knife you can hand out to your kids. You'll pay a little more for it. It's about $125. But that's what you pay for a good American-made knife, and it's just a very attractive option.
I don't know, after you get out of the handguns. I mean, excuse me, the handguns are really coming along, aren't they? I mean, the refinement on them is just leaps and bounds. Even Glock is refining the product. And after you come down out of that, that $125 doesn't seem that expensive to me for a good.
No, you really. We're living in a golden age of everyday carry equipment. That includes guns, and you have such a great selection and such a great range of options in everyday carry guns and knives now. In guns, with good triggers, even in semi-automatic guns, you can find guns with very good triggers, reliable guns, guns you can feel good about buying at reasonable prices, and knives, with great steels and good designs. They're very useful, and they last you a long time.
It is a... The alien, though, you're the first person I asked everybody that came to the booth, did you see the alien? Nobody had seen the alien.
Yeah, it's there. We shot it at Range Day. It's pretty cool.
Now, how much of a percentage difference is it than you would say from a really well put together modded gun?
Oh, I don't know if I can put it in a percentage. I mean, it you could tell an awful lot of work went into this gun.
Sure.
And it's all the tolerances and all the joins and everything were beautiful. The checkering, everything. This is a very, very well made gun. I'm not sure I'd pay $5,000 for that gun, but I'm not a competitor.
Sure.
I'm not somebody who shooting to for time or that kind of thing. Some people are going to want it just because it's one of the coolest things you'll ever see. It's a very neat design. That ultra low bore access is very cool. Will keep you on target, especially if your sights don't move when you shoot that gun, even though it's semi-automatic. It's a very quick gun to shoot with.
Yeah, I would want to see that out there for about a year before I would think about buying one of those with that much of a departure in the design, just because it's a departure in the design. I mean,
Exactly. You don't want to necessarily be a beta tester.
Well, I mean...
Not at that price.
Hudson tried that. I don't know why they went away. You don't see them anymore.
No, they're gone. They went out of business.
They went out of business. And I guess it was such a radical departure from design. Plus, in the beginning, they came out, and what were they? They were $1,600-$1,700 a pop.
I think so, yeah. I really like their gun. It's very, very slick. Jeremy, one of our writers, owns one. And they were just up the road here in Temple, Texas, not far from us. It was a shame they didn't make it because it was an innovative gun.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about some more stuff that Dan's been looking at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As votes are continuing to be cast in the New Hampshire primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is nowhere to be found in the state. Instead, he's in South Carolina. Jerry King is an undecided voter. She reacts to the news of Biden leaving the state.
I hope he explains the reason that he did it. I can't even begin to guess why that is. I'm sure people on his campaign are disappointed that he won't be here, but I think
he's going to get votes in other states. That's what the statement is. And apparently that was his choice. That was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
He has been in New Hampshire a lot. I've seen him several times here.
King speaking there on Fox News. Democrats are slamming President Trump's annual budget proposal, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says one word describes a president's budget.
This is a heartless budget.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of salutes, the home of the militia line. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Now we're going to come back into the modern world, the now world. And right at the top of the page, at Truth About Guns, Florida carry, we will sue any cop who violates a member's rights. Now, I know they went sort of purple, but what's been going on down there?
Well, you know, I kind of look at this almost as a declaration of independence. They sent a letter to every police department and sheriff's department in the state and saying, look, we've had enough. We have the right to keep and bear arms, and not every cop violates that, but there have been a number of situations in which police officers have violated those rights and have sometimes even assaulted or threatened gun owners, people who have been lawfully exercising that right. We're tired of it, and we're going to let you know that we are not going to take it anymore. If you think back, I kind of equate this to the Declaration of Independence, you know, where the founding fathers talked about a long train of abuses and usurpations from England. I think that's kind of the mood that they're affecting here. They talk about, they say, despite the well-established right, our members have been repeatedly victimized and deprived of their rights by various law enforcement agencies and their respective officers and deputies. Too many individuals in law enforcement throughout the state have harassed, berated, belittled, arrested, and even killed law-abiding citizens going about their personal business for simply exercising their constitutionally protected right to bear arms. And they sent this letter, it's a 4 or 5 page letter, and they document a number of situations, some of which we've written about. I don't know if you remember the situation in Miami about a year ago, where a group of carriers were going to fish right. In open carry because of the unusual law in Florida is you can't open carry, except if you're going to or coming from a fishing or hunting trip. Then you can do that.
Right.
So a bunch of gun owners say that they called the local, I think it was Miami Beach, not the city of Miami, if I remember correctly, that could be wrong, but somewhere in Miami, they call the police department and say, hey, we're going to be doing this. It's going to happen on Saturday. Just want to let you know. So they went and did this, and they went to a pier in Miami, and they were open carrying, and they were fishing off the pier. And somebody called the police, and the police came up and arrested them. They drew their firearms on them and arrested these people. Of course, eventually all charges were dropped because these policemen obviously didn't know the law, didn't know what they were doing was perfectly legal. And anyway, Florida carry lists about a dozen similar situations before. But they conclude in their letter, they say, look, it's time for the sheriffs and chiefs of police to understand that we are not going away. We will not tolerate the abuse of our members and other law-abiding citizens by your officers and deputies over these overly aggressive tactics. We will sue you. And that's a good way to get their attention.
Do you happen to know about number 12, Palm Beach Gardens police officer shooting and killing a stranded motorist?
I don't know the specifics of that case. No, I would have to Google that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I am not aware of that.
Okay.
So I can't comment on it. But obviously, police officers have sovereign immunity in most of these cases. That immunity can be pierced in some situations. They are saying that this letter is Exhibit 1. And should serve as notice that we intend to pursue any violations of their members' Second Amendment rights in the courts. And they're going to take them to court and they're going to sue them. I love to see this because there's no reason for police officers in a state like that to not know the law. And this is not some arcane thing that a cop wouldn't know. It's not that hard to know. A few instances where it's legal to openly carry a firearm in your state, since it is so limited. But if you see people standing on a pier with fishing poles and a line in the water, and they've got a gun in their hip, you ought to know that that's legal in the state. I know it. Of course, that's my business. But you would think that the local PD would know that as well.
Yes. Well, you know, here's the thing, and this is just me thinking about this. Now, if you have a chain of command in a law enforcement organization and they get a notification from a group that we're going to be open carrying and we're going to be doing it in accordance with the law, we intend to obey the law. And this is the law. This is the law we will be obeying. Wouldn't you like, you know, remember the Hill Street Blues when the old sergeant would get out there and give his briefing and everything? Wouldn't you think the sergeant giving the briefing would say, all right, today on the pier, there's going to be some people that are going to be open carrying guns. And they
you would
are
think
legal.
So.
That's legal for them to do.
You would think so. But if you listen to the person who was arrested and who called the police department the day before this event, apparently that message never got through to the duty sergeant or anybody else. Whoever answered the phone was some clerk, dimwit, whatever, had no idea what this guy was talking about and blew it off, and I'm sure didn't tell anybody. So nobody in any position of authority knew that this was going to happen.
Right.
So when it did happen and the police officer showed up, they weren't forewarned. Now, I believe they radioed in, and you would think whoever the duty sergeant was who took that call, you'd think he would know that what was going on was legal, but they still arrested these people.
Does this have to do with the fact that most of these legal codes as they are written in these municipalities are so big and so ponderous that it's almost impossible to just, you know, open up the handbook and say, oh, there it is?
Yeah, well, that is part of it. We have too many laws governing almost every aspect of life, daily life.
Yeah.
So many so that there's no way any duty cop, anybody on a beat, could possibly know them all. So if a cop does make a mistake and detains somebody like this, and radios in, and the person is objecting, say, hey, what I'm doing is legal, can you radio your sergeant ask, which I believe is exactly what happened here, you would think at least the sergeant could say, hold on, let me look it up, and let me find out. But that didn't happen.
Does Florida carry, do they have a history of litigation? Have they got a successful track record with that? I mean,
I believe they have in some capacity. I don't know their record as well as I know some of the national organizations or some of the more high-profile ones like New York State Rifle and Pistol or Illinois State Rifle or some of those. But I believe they have done that, but it sounds like they're loaded for bear here and more than willing to pursue these cases going forward. And I hope that it results in some cops learning the law and avoiding some of these situations.
That would be nice.
Better for everybody.
That would be nice. Coming up on the next break. When we get back, we'll finish with Mr. Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. Is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Had some good conversations with Jay Jacobson in Las Vegas, and we're going to have some more as time goes on. But for right now, I am talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. You know, right now, Bloomberg is out there spending a lot of money, which, you know, that's basically buying ad buys. But there is a train of thought out there that thinks he's actually trying to buy the Democratic Party. What do you think of that? He's not really seeking the nomination. He wants to be the kingmaker.
Well, he is taking a novel approach to the nomination. He's avoiding all the early states and putting all his money into ad buys to build up name recognition and then hoping that he can get enough support on Super Tuesday to make up for what he doesn't get in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, places like that. But, yeah, there's some evidence to indicate that he might be trying to buy the Democrat Party, and they need the cash. They just changed their rules, their debate rules, to allow him to be on the debate stage for the next debate, because their rules mandated you had to have so many contributors to your electoral campaign, and he, of course, has none because he's totally self-funded. He's not taking contributions, therefore he wasn't going to be on the stage. Well, now that old Uncle Joe Biden keeps doddering along and making a fool of himself, and Bernie seems to be the front runner, which is scaring the hell out of a lot of Democrats. They've changed the debate rules, and Uncle Moneybags is going to be there for the next debate. He's also made some significant contributions to the DNC, which is a big deal because the DNC is in deep trouble cash-wise. The last numbers I saw, I think they had like $6.5 million in cash on hand compared to almost 60 for the Republicans, and the Republicans are out raising them like, I don't know, 5 or 6 to 1. So if you look at a guy like Bloomberg, he's already dumped about $300 million into his campaign and could write a check for $50 or $60 million without even breaking a sweat. Yeah, he could basically own the Democrat Party and help them out of a deep hole.
Well, I don't know to what end. I mean, the Democrat Party, he can give them all the money he's got, and they just went through a debacle. You know, they all they had to do was organize. Like I saw Chris Matthews describing the Iowa caucuses as organizing a 3-vehicle funeral that they couldn't make that happen.
They do seem to be having trouble. I mean, they've been doing the Iowa caucuses for what? How many decades? And now, of course, they created some sort of app to report the results.
Now nobody knows.
And it was backed up by a phone system, and both of those things failed last night.
Now nobody knows.
Yeah, and still, as of time we're talking, nobody knows who won the Iowa caucuses last night on the Democrat side. These are the people who are all too happy to tell you they know how to run the country. They know how to run health care. Bernie now wants to nationalize the entire electrical grid, but they can't manage to write an app that allow, I don't know what, 150 precincts in the state of Iowa to report their election results. They probably have the same people do that wrote the Obamacare website. It's just an utter disaster and a huge embarrassment.
They're the ones saying that Trump's got to go because, you know, he can't, you know, he's going to give the country away or whatever. But they can't even get organized enough to say, and we're going to replace him with, you know, Jump Ball.
Yeah, they're going to replace him with who? Bernie?
Yeah, I guess.
That prospect is just freaking them out. Because, number one, Bernie isn't even a Democrat. He never has been.
He's a socialist.
He's always called himself an independent. Yeah, he's a socialist and has always run or been classified as an independent in the Senate and caucuses with the Democrats because, I mean, that's the closest thing to what he is. But he is a socialist. And can you imagine the contrast in the election between an avowed socialist and Trump, who can say what you want about him, but that guy is a capitalist.
Yeah.
You got the ultimate, one of the ultimate capitalists against an avowed socialist who spent his honeymoon in the Soviet Union. Which way do you think most Americans are going to go in that case?
Well, I mean, if he were to get the nomination, then we're going to be looking at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would figure very heavily in any administration that he has going
on. I'm sure.
Yeah.
She'll probably be the Secretary of Commerce or something like that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The czar over Amazon.
Yeah, if not his VP candidate. It would be ugly.
While they're in all this disarray, while they're all in all this disarray, we have this thing called the Liberal Gun Club, which has got to be a very confusing organization to be a member of. I just don't even know how do they keep score with what's who and him, you know. So what is their view of the upcoming election?
Well, they wrote a kind of an op-ed type situation on their website recently, which we quoted, and they're talking about, you know, how terrible Trump has been and how he's no friend of guns and things like that. But they're under no illusions. They seem to think that because he's so terrible on the economy and he's basically a dictator and he's going to end our democracy, that liberal gun owners who value their gun rights should still have no trouble finding a candidate to support on the Democrat side, as long as it's not Michael Bloomberg. The writer says, if it's Bloomberg, I can almost guarantee you that a large chunk of Democrat and independent gun owners will either vote for Trump or vote for a third party to go because there is nobody who is more associated with taking away Americans' gun rights than Michael Bloomberg, as we saw during the Super Bowl Sunday when, you know, that was the ad, that was the public face he chose to show 100 million Americans who were watching the football game on Sunday.
So the guy's
under no illusions that liberal gun owners are going to vote for Bloomberg. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I mean, Biden, you know, Biden's got John Kerry's support because he will do something about AR-15s and those big clips.
AR-16s and those big clips, which are much more deadly than AR-15s.
AR-16s, I forgot that part. I forgot that part. I did indeed. So
yeah, Tarifa Hines' husband is always more than happy to tell you what a hunter and what a gun owner he's always been.
I think about him every time I watch Apocalypse Now. Apocalypse Now, excuse me. Yeah, I think about him every time. Every time I see the fast boats, I'm just thinking, that could be John Kerry up there instead of Martin Sheen. Yeah, exactly.
He's a drug. Yeah, he made a fool of himself yet again in support of his old pal, Uncle Joe Biden.
He needs to go to jail anyway. He's violated the Logan Act. It's time for him to go anyway.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
I'm sure the Soleimani relatives would like to have a little chat with him, too. I'm sure they'd like to have
I'm sure they're best friends.
Yeah, I'm sure that they would like to, you know, just wait him out. He won't be president forever. It's okay. Hey, what are you doing right now? Looking for a drive-thru for, like, some fries or something? It's cool there. It's cool in out of ring of Baghdad, no problem. Hey, what's that humming sound I hear coming up behind you? That's horrible.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find truthaboutguns.com.
We are at thetruthaboutguns.com. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. Please follow us. And if you'd like, sign up for our email.
And thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.